3, 2, 1. Welcome to KJAN Sports. Asa Lucas here with the Atlantic Trojans head football coach Joe Brummer. Coach, appreciate you being here today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about this offseason on the way, Coach. We've had some interviews before, but overall, what was your opinion of the offseason for the Trojans?
You know, I think it was a good one. We had some ups and downs, you know, with any camp. You know, the kids really bought in. The schedule is different for sure. We had a Costa Rica trip that was already kind of pre-planned for some of our kids that have been in Spanish 4, Spanish 3, that we had to adjust. We had to put some kids in different spots for the first couple days. And they did a great job of adjusting, you know, so that just created some depth, created some natural competition and, you know, best on best type of thing that got our kids better. So, you know, the old iron, like saying that iron sharpens iron, that was great for us that first week. And we really grew and developed as a team, and the kids really bought into, you know, pushing each other and making each other better in practice. So overall, I think it's been really good. Top to bottom, a little bit cooler than what we wanted. I thought it was going to be hotter. I was wishing it was going to be hotter, but, you know, that August heat will eventually come into play in Iowa. But overall, I thought it was a really good camp, and the kids are doing a great job of pushing each other, buying in, and, you know, really wanting to do what we're selling here.
Atlantic also went over to Simpson, and what did you like about that experience for your team, and what did they take away from it?
Well, you know, it's a great team bonding aspect. So the kids live in a dorm for, like, they stay overnight. But they all got excited because it's the college lifestyle. We were in a fraternity house, and they just thought it was the coolest thing ever, yep, all that stuff. But, no, the kids really bonded. There's a TV in, like, the den room where they're playing NCAA 25, like, learning the game of football, giving each other a hard time, like having a good time. And then the scrimmaging part, you know, we went up against a couple 5A schools and a 4A school, all larger classes than us, almost like double our enrollment. And the kids went out and competed. That we did a really good job of some positive plays. We had some negative plays. Overall, they have a competition at the end that's like King of the Hill competition that we end up getting third, like on our big school side, you know, with the teams like Norwalk, with ADM, Ballard, Marion, Davenport West, like all these larger schools, almost some of them triple our enrollment, actually, that the kids went out there and competed and looked really good. So, you know, it was good competition. It was good team bonding, and we came out of there, you know, pretty healthy and pretty upbeat and positive about where this season's going to go.
If you had to reminisce on last year's team and from the 2023 football season, you know, what were some of the best parts of that group, and what were some highlight memories you have?
You know, with last year's group, they were a great group of kids. You know, they always came with a positive attitude. You know, they were very outgoing, very personable people that were all around just, you know, good kids to be around, that it was a fun time. They made practice enjoyable. Some of the games, even that they didn't go the way that we wanted, like, they had a good attitude. We were positive, upbeat together, that they were a tight core of seniors there. That those guys really got along with each other and did a great job of being, you know, team-centered and wanting to do that. You know, some core memory stuff. Simpson camp's always a fun one. That was a good time with that group. You know, going back, kind of looking on it, we had some good games in there. Fun road trip to Knoxville type of thing. You know, competing and having a really good game against Harlan. Wasn't a win, but it was a lot closer than a lot of people thought. You know, with that positivity, this and that, that the kids did a really good job with that one. And, you know, their legacy lives on with the team.
I think there also as well, there were some underclassmen that really shined from last year's squad, including Gavin McLaren, I mean, who was very impressive, had some big runs, strong physical player. And what have you noticed about him from the offseason?
Yeah, you know, we had a lot of young guys that got some time last year. Good sophomore class now, juniors that grew up and developed quickly. Gavin was one of those guys that just kind of physically was ready for the varsity game. You know, he's put on some good weight. He really busts his butt in the weight room. He likes to lift. You know, it's a big physical kid. He's about 240 that runs a 4.6. So he's gotten bigger, but he hasn't lost that speed. That allowed him to get those big runs. You know, we kind of run, I can't believe I'm going to say it, it's like an unorthodox offense because we have a fullback. It's just one of those things that we line up in the eye. We pound the rock. You know, we want to get behind our shoulder pads and play downhill that a lot of teams don't see anymore. It's almost uncommon to see a fullback trap in the game of football that, you know, if you don't go to Army, Navy, Air Force, or like not even Georgia Tech anymore, that you don't see it on TV. So everybody wants to be in the spread. Everybody wants to run gun. Everybody wants to do this and that. But, you know, 3 yards in a cloud of dust and running downhill is a great way of playing football. that we enjoy that kind of brand of football that's more physical up front. And, you know, Gavin's kind of the focal point of that one with you have to have a fullback. So the guy that plays fullback has got to be able to do a little bit of everything. He's got to be able to run. We've got to block. We got to move. You know, we move him around in different spots to free up some running back. And you got to be unselfish because he's not getting the ball every play, but you're going to block for the guy that is. If we're throwing it, if we're running it, that it really speaks volumes to our fullback room there, not just him, but all the kids that are playing that position, that they're very unselfish, and they're going to do what's best for the team rather than themselves.
Heading into week zero, what has been the energy and the temperament of your squad?
They're tired of hitting each other. That is one thing. You know, that it's a little chippy with the physical brand that we're trying to produce and play and get the kids to buy in on. Well, then physical beats physical in practice that, you know, they're getting after it. They're kind of getting at each other a little bit, that we're ready to hit somebody else. You know, we're ready to play somebody else. Simpson camp was great for that. But, you know, we have those 2 weeks before the season that, you know, it's always fun to finally play somebody else, you know, kind of compete against somebody that doesn't know exactly what's going on. You know, if you line up in a certain formation, the defense is already yelling, it's this play, because they've seen it 15, 20 times in the span of that 2 weeks, that it's kind of refreshing to see, you know, the change of pace, the change of schemes, and just go out and competing. So the kids are really upbeat, positive, and ready to finally see somebody else.
What's been your message, or what do you want the theme of this year's squad to be?
Yeah, you know, we've always talked about commitment. You know, those who commit are going to be champions is what we tell them. That's not necessarily like we're going to win more games, we're going to win state titles, but they're going to be better people. They're going to be better men from it, that, you know, if you start something, you finish it. You know, we have weightlifting in the summer that we had 52, 53 guys make our 75% goal with baseball going on, with vacations, state fair, all that, dead week off and on, that we had a lot of kids buy in to committing to the process, you know, committing to the team and putting the team above kind of some individual and self goals, that that's going to take them farther in life. You know, if it's, you know, the commitment of waiting up early, you know, got to get to work, got to be to work on time, you know, same thing with weights, that you got to do the extra stuff, you got to be there, you know, being husbands, being fathers, you know, all that good stuff that we want to teach them. It starts with commitment. You know, once you start something, you finish it. You know, when we're at work, you know, you're at school, like that's your job. That's stuff that we take very seriously, and we try to preach to them that commitment's one of the biggest things that you can take on from football, that the X's and O's are just extra. That's just stuff that we enjoy, and it's a fun game, but the life lessons that we're trying to teach them and get out of it is what's really what it's all about.
When you've been reviewing film for the Yellow Jackets, what have you noticed about Council Bluffs Jefferson?
They're big and fast. You know, they got both. Their line's big up front. You know, I think they average, I think that someone put out there, like, they're 275 across the board, like, average. That's big. You know, that's really big for high school football. That they got some big guys up front that can move people, that we got to be smart about not getting blown off the ball. You know, we got to be gap sound. We got to be disciplined. And then they got speed on the edge. They want to spread you out. And if you don't make a tackle, they're gone. That they're trying to definitely get their athletes in space, spread the ball out, and make good things happen. You know, Mason Kramer is a junior form wide receiver. He's their leading guy coming back in yards. That he's phenomenal out there when Fuji gets in the ball. You know, because their quarterback is, I think, fifth returning in all class 4A with like 1,300 yards. That, you know, the competition that they played with Glenwood, with Winterset, LC, Norwalk being in their district, that if you can put up those type of numbers, like, you're doing some good things. So it's definitely keeping those guys in check. And, you know, defensively, they like to blitz. You know, they want to put the pressure on you. They want to make sure that they're the aggressor and they're, you know, taking the fight to you on the, your side, your half of the line of scrimmage. So that's definitely something that we have to account for, that we need to make sure that we're gap sound, we're fundamental. And those guys do a great job of creating havoc and making life difficult.
What else would you like to see from your Trojans in order to get a win on Friday?
Yeah, you know, first game of the year comes down to really like three things. You know, who's going to be aligned correctly on defense? You know, both offenses kind of know what they want to do. It's the defenses that have to react to it, that if you're not aligned properly, bad things happen. And it's tough the first week out because you don't have any film on them this year. So you don't know 100% what you're going to see or 100% of how it's going to go. But, you know, alignment's a big thing. Turnovers are huge. Whoever has the least amount of turnovers normally is in the better position to win the game. And then we always talk about rushing yards. You know, the best kind of defense is when you're not have to be out there. You know, when your offense is out there, we're not going to give up points if the other team doesn't have the ball. So those are kind of the three things of controlling the ball, you know, being fundamentally sound alignment-wise and turnovers that we preach to these guys week one. And then into the future, they're all good things, but that's the real big difference in this week zero, first game of the year type of thing.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck on Friday.
Appreciate it. Hey, thank you, Asa.